Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands. I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if my favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? All right, everybody, welcome to episode 175 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. I'm your host, Steve Bisciotti, and with me today, as always, are the two best co-hosts a host could have. Pete McCarthy is here. How are you, Pete?
I'm doing great, Steve. Thanks for having me.
And next to him on my computer screen is Travis Bowles. How you doing, Trav?
I am kind of bummed.
What?
You know, I'm really happy to sit down and talk with you guys, but I'm going to be honest. This has shown me how much I really enjoyed the three of us getting together in person to do this show.
Oh, absolutely.
That brings me to a great point. Advantages versus disadvantages. A disadvantage, we do obviously love the togetherness, right? We love hanging out and, you know, I mean, honestly, almost every time we hug or high five or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, we're close. Advantage, I'm not smelling the inside of Travis's rectum. So you take the good with the bad. So.
Well, that's understandable.
Right. The food part, there's a big aspect of what we do because we're so fat that we always eat together. Like, we break bread together when we do this show. And that's been kind of a bummer, you know?
I had a Pop-Tart today before the show.
I haven't eaten anything yet. I'll probably get Captain Crunch and then slurp it and crunch it into the headset like for a good 20 minutes right in the middle of the episode.
God.
And then Steve can make another best of. So.
God. So just for the listeners, if you didn't hear the best of Pete McCarthy, check it out. It's about a little over a minute investment of time, because you probably won't listen to the theme music I tacked onto the edge, and I just did that to make it look like it was better than it is. And you know, so Pete is wearing AirPods when he records, so like Travis so eloquently put it, any noise he makes, the microphone is in his head, and it is just horribly disgusting. Almost as disgusting as looking at his deformed nipple right now on the TV screen.
Another advantage, you can wear whatever you want to podcast.
Pete is in nothing but some boxer briefs.
Yep.
And he's got a blanket over him. But
yeah. And did you guys see what kind of blanket it is? It's a Frozen blanket. It's my daughter's Frozen. Yeah, there's. I've got Elsa's head on my dick.
I was really kind of bummed out by Frozen 2.
You know what? My daughter, I have not sat and actually watched the movie yet. But, dude, Piper Sue will put her headphones on and she will sing the entire soundtrack at the top of her lungs and it is the most adorable, heartwarming thing you'll ever see. So even if the movie to me wasn't good enough, I'm still super excited about how much she enjoyed it. And Amanda thought it was great as well.
So. I could almost do it through Steve's eyes on Frozen 2, but I'm not going to. I haven't watched it enough. But one of the big things that irritates me about it is the first movie had a whole number. The cold never bothered me anyway, right?
Right.
What happens in Frozen 2? She gets too cold. She's too cold. She's freezing to death. I thought the cold didn't bother her. I was yelling that at the top of my lungs, and I'm like pissed off. I'm like, I thought the cold didn't bother you anyway. Oh, now look at you. Pissed. Just pissed.
Once again, what is this movie we're discussing?
Frozen 2.
You've heard of Frozen. I know you probably haven't seen it because you have a boy.
Yeah.
But,
and a penis.
He wouldn't have seen it if he had a girl.
That's true. But it might have been, if he had a young girl, it might have been on the TV when they put that on so that she just leaves him alone. And then he would have heard the songs.
Yeah, maybe.
Possibly.
The cold never bothered me anyway until Frozen 2 when I got too cold and it was a big deal and I was going to die.
I'm gonna bring Amanda in on this real quick. So Steve is upset because the whole number and premise of Frozen is the cold never bothered me anyway. But then all of a sudden now the cold can bother her in Frozen 2. He's like, wait a minute, before the cold never bothered you, now you're freezing to death? And he's pretty upset by it. So,
stupid.
Any thoughts?
Yeah.
She said Steve's a big dumb fathead. That's what she said. I mean,
you might have added a little bit there.
I paraphrased.
That was your interpretation.
That was my interpretation of the look on her face. So, she's on her phone, curled up with the wiener dog. I don't think she's wearing a bra, which is awesome.
Why'd you show us?
Or pants.
Or pants.
And the way Anna takes, you know, treats her boyfriend is just horrible.
Say hi.
Hello.
Is she still with Sven?
Sven isn't.
Sven is.
I'm sorry.
Sven is the moose.
Whoa, maybe I will watch this.
Now, Trev will watch it if it's chick on moose.
She's with Kristoff, but she treats him. She treats him like shit, and all he does is freaking run after her, trying to freaking save her ass all the time. Sven or Kristoff needs a new girl. That's what I think. I gotta sit down. Maybe I will sit down and actually watch this and do a full on through Steve's eyes because I think this movie. It's, I don't know. I like the first one, but, you know.
But if Kristoff takes a run at Elsa, I mean, bagging sisters, that's kind of the dream, isn't it? You know?
I don't know if I would want to be with Elsa.
I mean, you wouldn't have to be with her. You just have to be with her for a minute.
Is she cold to the touch?
I don't, I mean, there maybe, so she's a necrophiliac's dream then.
Maybe.
You know? Maybe. So a body that's cold that can still move.
She's only frozen for like 5 minutes, okay?
She's only frozen for 5 minutes.
Oh, that's...
I can get it done 3 times in 5 minutes, so.
Yeah, frozen for 5 minutes. How do you get frozen when the cold doesn't bother you?
But I guess the real question is, does it actually bother her, though?
Yeah.
Just because she freezes, then if it doesn't bother her, then she's still accurate in her singing.
Well, she doesn't die, so they allude that she has a high tolerance for...
It bothers her that she would be with her sister.
Yeah, they don't care about the men in this. So he's like, oh, my sister. Oh, but I got Kristoff running through a woods with a frickin' moose trying to save my ass, and I'm going to leave him. I'm just going to run off and put him in more danger, because who cares about him?
He's not a moose, he's a reindeer.
Okay. Irrelevant to my point, but okay.
It's not irrelevant. I mean, that's important, I think, because reindeer are more susceptible to cold because they live in the North Pole.
But he's not even in the really cold part when I saw it because she left him. She, like, abandoned him. She's like, oh, no, screw you. I don't need you. I'm out of here. I got to go be with my sister. Girl power.
Yeah, but,
girl
but
power.
Kristoff made it abundantly clear in the first one that reindeer are better than people.
That's and he should have stuck to that, but he got a little bit, you know, sucked in like all men do by a little bit of, you know how that happens.
He'd spend his whole life with a stinky reindeer and miniature rock people. So of course Anna caught his attention.
They're not rock people, they're trolls.
Sorry, trolls.
And rock trolls. And things were pretty good.
And they're only rocks when they're trying to hide. And they're incognito.
Yeah, but so he lived with a family of oversized anal beads and a reindeer. So
you guys are really selling this movie for me. I might actually jump on board.
Hey, it's on Disney Plus. You don't have to, you know, it's at your fingertips.
Oh, speaking of, guys, I did it.
Did what?
On the phone for 2.5 hours, I canceled cable television.
Nice.
Two and a half hours.
Wow.
Well, Mr. Bowles, what can we do to get you to stay?
How many people did you watch run through stop signs while you were on the phone for 2.5 hours canceling cable?
I actually did it from right here in this chair in my toy room. I talked to 3 different people on that 2.5 hour phone call.
Just because they wouldn't take no?
Kinda. The first person you talk to, you know, you'd set the whole thing up. And I had some technical questions, too. I've been having some problems with my internet.
Right.
So I had to go from the first person who just fields your call and makes notes to then the technical person who pretty much told me, hey, you're not using our router, so get bent. Then to the last person who, it's just so funny. I'd already gone through the whole conversation of, you know, they're like, well, how about this plan, this plan, this plan? And I finally just said, you know what? I'm going to try it. I want to cut the cord. I just want to see what happens. And they, you know, they kind of like, you know, try and get you with all these deals. But finally, I get to the last person, which is the person that they call it reconciliation or something like that.
Yeah.
And they, I get on the phone with her and I said, you know, I just want to cut it, and I'm going to keep my cable internet, but I don't want cable television anymore. And she goes, you know, how about we go to a smaller plan? I go, nope, I just want to cut it. And she goes, okay, hold on. Puts me on hold for a little bit, and then comes back, and she goes, I can give you the 400 megabytes per, you know, whatever the internet is at, like 400, which is, I'm at 100 right now.
Right.
Which is adequate. And she goes, I can give you 400 plus the cable package you already have right now for $170. And I pay like $165 right now for what I already have. And like that, like just a little bit in my brain, we're so, men especially, I think, faster internet. Like it almost had me. But then I'm like, nope, cut it. Go on. And she got real kind of sour with me, and that was the end of it, and boom, done deal. And I want you to know, Walking Dead season finale is either this week or today or next week, kind of, because they actually don't have the season finale finished because of COVID, but, and I still walked away.
That doesn't sound hard at all.
No. That tells you how far The Walking Dead has fallen. And I still want to watch it, but, you know, I'm like, I'll watch it some other day.
Wow.
It'll be on something.
So did you get your internet upgraded?
Nope, I stayed at 100.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So robot voice Travis now.
I think I got that fixed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I won't know until we do Zoom again.
I won't know until they send me the router that they suckered me into buying because mine was garbage.
No, mine's anyway. I just want to talk about that real quick. We did that Zoom conference with our Patreon supporters, and really all it was, we said, hey, this time we're going to be getting on Zoom. Here's the number. And we had about, I think we ended up with about 25 people total, I think, because of people coming in and staying for a little while and then leaving. I thought that was a lot of fun. Did you guys like it?
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
I thought it was real fun.
And it was just a kind of cool way to, and you know, we forget this because we're spoiled and have each other. And not only do we have each other, we have, you know, 10 friends 45 minutes away that right. we have these conversations with and talk about our toys and they can come in our toy room or we can go to their place or, you know, we have that and we forget that a lot of these people that we Zoomed with, you know, they don't have those people in their community, you know, or if they do, they're not reaching out because of whatever reason. And we are spoiled by that. So it was kind of fun how everybody got to show off. I mean, like Dave Bond's display, mm-hmm. At his house and,
yeah.
you know, people got to walk around and show their toy collection if they chose to. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. I enjoyed it a lot. And getting to just see what people look like or to actually talk to them is just, it's cool. You know, Tim Sawyer's nothing like I thought he'd be. You know, thought he'd be this grumpy little jerk that everything you said, he cuts you off and acts like Pete and makes you look stupid. But he's actually pretty nice.
Did you ever think that maybe it's so easy to make you look stupid because you actually look stupid?
I don't think I look stupid. I mean, look at my hair today. It's pretty good.
I will admit, like, right now you don't look stupid. But in your live video that you did for Podcasters of the Universe where you were talking about your Motu Classics collection, you looked really stupid.
Throughout the whole video?
Yeah.
Why? How did I look so stupid?
I think it was the look on your face, really, the most of the time. And then your hair wasn't done. And something about when your hair is done makes you look, you know, a little bit more intelligent. When it's not done, I mean, you kind of look special needs. And then you let the camera die. He went into a story, Pete. You're never going to believe this. His phone wasn't charged. And halfway through the story, the video just ends.
Did he come back and explain to everybody and blame his daughter for unplugging his phone like he always does?
I just went away.
It just was gone.
I made it to the climax of the story.
No, you didn't.
It was like sex. As soon as I climax, I'm gone.
Done. I'm asleep.
Yep, done. See ya.
You can leave now.
I don't need you. I disappear.
Well, that's like, you know, she'll roll over and she'll be like, "You ready for a round two?" And I'll be like, "Did you just see all the work I just did? Weren't you just there? I need a little time."
Yeah. I'm not Jamie from Outlander.
Oh gosh. So Steve's been watching Elsa 2 and the Outrimmer.
Outlander. Tiger King.
Oh man.
And I watched the old Robin Hood movie from like the 60s on Disney Plus. That was good.
My favorite Robin Hood movie is Men in Tights.
By far. It's a good one. Speaking of the Tiger King, we had somebody comment that how much they loved having Vernetta on the show. And it's like the only good thing that's come out of COVID. I should say that. There might be some other things, but... is that Vernetta has come back to us.
Right.
Because she can't. She's so bored that she's like, "Oh, God, I guess I'll hang out with those three fat bastards."
Well, yeah, because she's got a pretty... She's pretty social.
Yes.
She's out and about.
Yes.
Looks like Pete's talking. He must have muted himself. Okay. While you can do that, why don't you... Did you just mute yourself?
Yeah, I was saying something to Amanda that didn't pertain to the show. I didn't want to talk over you.
No, I'm just... why don't you do that when you go into a coughing fit? Or snorting fit?
Come on.
Why don't you mute it every time you have an opinion?
People like my opinions.
Can you imagine how boring this show would be if it was just me?
If it was just you?
It was just me.
I'd watch it. I'd listen.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Holy crap. I'd listen.
I'm coming to the conclusion that I am the biggest part of this show, though.
Well, and I used to be, but you've definitely caught him weight-wise.
Pictures, Steve, those pictures Amanda shared from Frankenmuth, you have put on some weight, brother. Holy shit.
Oh, man, come on.
I mean, I've always been fat, but damn.
Oh, come on. Now you make me feel bad.
Amanda just called me a dick. She's not wrong.
So I noticed that, you know, this is how it kind of goes in this world here. I can make one little comment, like boobs are fine. And we get 60 deep comments on Facebook about boobs are fine.
Yeah, because you said boobs are fine. Everybody else in their right mind was like, what?
I spent three hours editing a beautiful compilation of all Pete's nasty, disgusting noises. Four comments
crickets.
Deep.
Crickets.
No one gives a shit about Pete. I'm starting to really be, you know, I'm driving all the conversation here.
You're the star.
Yep.
You're the Tiger King.
Yeah, Pete's fucking Carol Baskins.
Carol fucking Baskins.
I think we had a poll on this, and I think people said you were Carol.
Yeah, you were definitely Carol. Travis is any one of the cast of characters that gets banged by Joe Exotic for meth.
Oh, I think you were Joe Exotic, so.
You know that's right.
Because he can't stop talking. He is Joe Exotic.
I'll be honest with you. The other day, like, I did not have fun on Legion's Cast the other day.
Well, you were working
the day. Oh, you don't think we can tell?
I just.
You weren't even paying attention.
Well, I was working, but yeah.
You know why I haven't posted that yet?
What?
Because of the 20 seconds it takes for you to respond to a question. I got to edit it out.
I'll never recover on that. That'll never be as fun for me as it could have been.
Dude, you had more people supporting you than you
doesn't
had.
Matter. Doesn't matter.
All right, I'm going to give you some straight talk here. That's being a little bitch.
Through Steve's eyes.
You had a comment. You had a bunch of people commenting on something that they didn't even listen to. They don't even know who said the comment. They don't know anything. You had more people sticking up for you than you did attacking you, and you're still whining and being a little bitch about it.
Oh, forever. That'll never go away. A little piece of me died that day. That cannot be resuscitated. Oh, crazy.
Are you guys ready for some toy news?
Hell yeah.
What toy news?
I'm always ready for toy news.
Toys still exist. Next
they do.
Topic.
They do.
They do. The only real thing that I would say right now that's on our radar as far as orders or anything is Thundercats, part two, I think, part, or...
No, I think it's three, isn't it?
Is it wave three? Well, if you count the Mattel.
I'm trying to think. Maybe is it is just the second wave.
Oh my, is it three? Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, do you guys have any toy news? I do have toy news. I don't really have any of the news because I don't even know what wave it is. But I'm relatively certain it was Thundercats or it was something. I don't, maybe it was Lightning Dogs. It was one of those. I'm not sure.
No, it is wave three because we've got Big Mumra and Tigra coming and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
That would be wave two. This is wave three.
There you go. Super 7. No wonder they won't return her calls. Super 7, Wave 3 of the Thundercats, Shitara, that little robot guy, Mr. Bojangles, I think.
Mr. Bojangles.
Slythe.
Yes.
And Slythe looks like he is right out of the cartoon.
Yes.
Yep, and then a fourth one, Jenga.
Jaga, you dummy.
No, it's Jenga.
No, it's Jaga.
It's made up of, the character's made up of 60 wooden pieces. he's the most fun character to play with.
So, Jaga.
And then every time he falls over, somebody goes, Jenga!
I'll be honest, I only want two of these figures.
What?
Jaga don't do anything for me, and neither does Mr. Bojangles. But I love Shitara and Slythe.
So what are you ordering?
Well, I'll probably order all of them just to flip. But the two that will go into my collection are going to be Slythe and Shitara.
Man, I just can't believe that Jaga doesn't... He's such a cool-looking figure.
Yeah, no.
Did you ever watch the cartoon when you were a kid?
I did, but Jaga was just like a ghost. I mean, he was only in like two episodes, wasn't he?
No, he's in like every episode.
No.
He pops in and gives Lionel advice all the time. There's one time when giant Jaga comes rematerializes and fights Groon and like this. He's like 20 feet. He's as big as the freaking cat's lair. And they have this battle in the sky. It's awesome. What? Yes.
Why is Groon so big, or whoever you said he's fighting?
Groon?
Yeah.
I don't know. He did something where he... Can't remember the details.
Is it Groon the Sabretooth guy?
Yeah.
What in the fuck are you talking about? That really happened in an episode?
Yes. I watched it not that long ago.
Thundercats might be one of the weirdest cartoons ever.
It is messed up. Like, Tiger King messed up.
Why does Jaga have clothes? I thought when they all came to this planet, they'd have clothes on.
Well, they got clothes.
Yeah, but they didn't have clothes at first.
No, they got on the ship without clothes.
Yeah.
And then Jaga dispersed them clothes and weapons. Okay, so
when you say Mr. Bojangles, are you just mispronouncing Captain Cracker?
Yes, he is.
Okay, all right. Right, I can see how similar those are. So,
and I'm excited for Captain Cracker.
What?
I like that's the crazy. So, I love the crazy designs of the Thundercats stuff.
That's so racist.
Hi,
Cracker.
Captain Cracker. That's offensive. Say that on Legion's Cast, you're gonna have white people and fans of Saltine super upset.
Cracker.
So here's another classic thing that I think that I hate, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again today, and I'm sure I'll say it again in the future. Do not put together a pack of figures and act like it's a deal when it's not a deal. That drives me crazy. So it's $45 per figure. It's $180 for all four of them. That's bullshit. Make it $160 for all four of them. So then each figure is $40 if you buy the whole wave. That's just me.
I agree. I like that the horsemen do that. if you buy the all in. Even if you just, you're getting $10 off, it still makes people happy.
Right. Yeah. So $250 off a figure. That's awesome. And Amanda wants everybody to quit calling things vintage. They're not vintage, they're old. It's not a vintage action figure, it's an old action figure.
Is a vintage like actually 20 years or something like that too? I mean,
yeah, there's some sort of.
Because if you think
about it, how the hell, where did you even get Mr. Bojangles? Like, that's, is that a thing?
He made it up. Mr. Bojangles? You've never heard that term before?
I don't even know what that is. I couldn't remember that cracker's name.
I think there's more toy news.
Bojangles, is that the cat from the Fockers? Was that Mr. Bojangles?
No, that's Jinx. You are so stupid. How does this even work?
Mr. Bojangles.
Now I want to know where I got that name. It's from something.
It's a song by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
What?
Yeah, 1970 came out. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Mr. Bojangles.
Mr. Bojangles.
Who's texting you, Steve? Do they know that you're in the middle of a moderately listened to podcast?
I am trying to find out what Mr. Bojangles is. Mr. Bojangles is a song written and originally recorded by American country music artist Jerry Jeff Walker for his 1968 album of the same title.
I think it's in a Stephen King book.
Since then, it has been recorded by many other artists.
This is a good song. I used to have a paper route, and my dad on Saturday and Sunday would drive me on the paper route, and we would listen to this kind of music, and he'd always ask me who it was. Man, we used to belt out some Mr. Bojangles delivering the Sunday funnies, man.
Just right there. I think it's from a Stephen King book.
I don't think it is. I think it's a song that we just heard from 1968.
I agree with that as well.
Mr. Bojangles? Mr. Jingles is in the Green Mile. Is that what you're thinking of? I mean, you are stupid enough to make that leap. Mr. Jingles is the mouse in the Green Mile.
Well, hopefully one of our fans will come to my defense.
Mr. Jingles gets killed by Percy Wetmore by crushing him with his boots, and then John Coffey resurrects him.
Ah, I think I vaguely remember that.
What other?
I will never watch that movie again. What translation? What other toy news do you have, Steve? Translation. Will you change the subject so I quit looking dumb?
You said you got some toy news.
We saw horseman test shots of horses.
Oh, yes.
That was fun.
They're huge.
Well, yeah, they're horses.
Yeah. No, I love how big they are. Don't get me wrong. But thinking about putting them in a detail, it's like, holy crap.
I know.
How many of those are you really fitting in a Detolf?
I know.
And how many horses are you going to have that don't have a rider on them, realistically?
They're all going to have riders, right? I mean.
Right. I mean, in theory, they're all going to have riders. That's going to make it kind of tough for Detolf cases. So, obviously, the only answer is the four horsemen need to start making bigger Detolf cases.
I think they're going to look pretty sweet on my diorama that might never get finished, but it's awesome, and I can't wait to see the photos, from some of these talented artists that they're going to take with these figures on them, and it'll be pretty dang cool.
They look to be pretty articulated.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty impressive.
I can't wait to get my hands on one.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. It's going to be fun. I looked at that order the other day that I placed for those. Holy crap. Going to be a lot of boxes of horses. So.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
What's the price point on those horses?
I don't have it right in front of me, but I think it was like around $45.
So not much different than a regular figure?
No. No. You know, a lot more plastic. But I think, if I remember right, it seemed like they were really reasonably priced, in my opinion.
Right.
You know, so, you know, and like I said, I might not be remembering right. I could be wrong. It could be $65. I'm going to look like a dumbass, but there's always a first for this podcast.
There's always a first time that Travis looks like a dumbass.
Yeah.
Per episode.
Like, I seriously could not stop staring at Pete's nipple.
What? What's wrong with, why are you obsessed with my nipple?
Your nipple has ears.
Is that why you had your tongue out a little bit ago?
Is that why you keep drooling on your shirt?
Why does your nipple have ears? There's an ear on either side of it.
It was because it was pierced, Steven.
Did somebody not know how to pierce a nipple, or is that just normal?
No, it's relatively common. Scar tissue.
What? Why would you want your nipple pierced?
Why would you not want your nipple pierced is the real question.
For one thing, it hurts. For another thing, somebody could just grab it and rip it out, and it would hurt like a mother. And secondly, it would stick out.
You assume it would. Have you ever had a nipple ring pulled out?
No, but it's got to hurt. How could it not hurt?
I don't know.
What, you've had your nipple pierced. Would you assume it hurts?
But we made it abundantly clear the other day that we can't actually judge something unless we know.
Well, that's
true. You don't know if you're gay or not. So
that's true.
Steven, let's put it this way. I had both of my nipples marked and lined up to be pierced, and I walked out with only one nipple ring. So if that tells you anything. So, it was not fun.
How long did you wear a nipple ring?
About a year.
How old were you? About
18. So,
wow, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. Well, one of the reasons I took it out was because I had a newborn daughter, and as she started to use her hands, I didn't want her to grab a hold of it, and she's 17 now. So, yeah.
So you had the nipple ring when your daughter was conceived?
No, I did not. I got the ring after she was conceived.
That sounds like a good decision. I'm gonna be a father, better get a nipple ring. First thing you do when you're a father, get a nipple ring.
He was 18, Steven. He wasn't making the best choices.
Steven, you don't have any piercings, do you?
No.
And I just love how somebody can sit back and talk about my choices, fucking yin yang back tattoo. So.
I wasn't judging you.
No. How long did you had your tongue pierced for a long time, didn't you, Trav?
Yeah, I had my tongue pierced for 3 years, probably.
Yeah, that was always something that I wanted to do. I just never actually did it.
Yeah, I loved it.
I bet.
Yeah, I bet you your boyfriend loved it, too.
A lot of people loved it.
A lot. Did you still have it pierced when you met Heidi?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Jesus. You were such a deviant. Why did she talk to you?
Can you imagine that? The first time I met her parents, I had my tongue pierced.
It's nice to meet Mrs. Punches.
That's when her dad asked me how much I made a year the first time I met him.
He asked you that?
Yeah.
Well, between my beach volleyball coaching and mowing lawns at the park, I'm at 12 grand.
It was a year that I had worked. I was working at Target coaching, and I was still working at this park that I maintained. Well, that was the year that, I didn't have a coworker, so I was working at this park by myself. And when I say working, like Pete described it correctly, I really just mowed the lawn and cleaned the bathroom. But the park was open at 9 in the morning and closed at 9 at night. And I would open it and close it and go get lunch, go get breakfast, you know, play football with my friends in the softball field, you know, hang out with my girlfriends while I work. I actually, that year, I think I made like 20 grand. That year.
And that's when Travis decided, I'm going to work for the government someday.
Yeah. That was a great gig.
Oh, boy.
Probably not as good as the one I got now, but. In the vein of toy news, just to talk about some toys, I wanted to ask you guys, you know, we're in the talks of stimulus checks. What that's going to look like, we have no idea.
According to Facebook, people are starting to get them.
Yeah.
Really?
What a man said.
We'll see. But it made me think, what if money was not an option, okay? It's not a problem. I shouldn't say option. Money's not a problem. And you can go back and buy any toy line that you choose. And now when I say money's not an option, that means rarity is not an issue. Why do I keep saying option? Rarity is not a problem. How much the stuff costs is not a problem. It's you can go out and get whatever you want. Is there a toy line that you would go out and get? There's something that you would go out and get, and if there is, why would you? See?
You know, I don't. It's to me, it wouldn't really be an issue of the rarities or the super expense. Mine would end up being more quantity. Like I would go back and all of the stuff that isn't necessarily expensive, but there's just a lot of it. Like I would have all of the Barnyard Commandos, all of the Food Fighters, all of the Mighty Max, all of the Turtles, all that obscure stuff. Instead of chasing a jetpack Boba Fett, you know, I would spend that $10,000 and buy, you know, 900 other figures or whatever, you know. That would be what I would want to have, just the sheer volume and the completion aspect of the stuff that truly meant something to me. Because if I had that level of income, having the super high dollar rare stuff, I don't think means as much, because it's not about value. It's about truly capturing that childhood nostalgia, which that would be, you know, all of what are those adventure trolls? Remember those things? Like they had rollerblades and gems in their chest. You know what I'm talking about? Holy shit.
And this motherfucker has the gall to tease me about Masters of the Universe. Barnyard Commandos. Trolls with gems in their chest.
Adventure trolls?
What the hell?
Hold on a second. I'll find them. Travis, I got one of them from you in a big lot. You set it aside for me.
I'm sure I did. I'm sure I saw that, and I was like, "Holy shit, that screams!"
It's and honestly, Steve, I don't make fun of you. I don't have the gall to make fun of your Master Universe. I have the opportunity and the wit. That's the difference. Here they are, right here.
I can't wait to see these things.
They're gonna be so.
We're gonna have to share these pictures on the website so we can let people know what toy lines we would go after. Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
They're are they about the same size as a Ninja Turtle, or are they smaller?
Yeah, nope, same size. About the same size.
Yeah.
And they look like the little trolls with the Kewpie hair.
they were made by Playmates. Stone Protectors, they were called.
Stone Protectors.
Stone Protectors.
Pete, so what what about Stone Protectors? What really does it for you?
Hold on a second. I'm pulling up the. This is the guy. This is my man right here. Maxwell Accelerator.
He's okay. So it's your ridiculous troll. He's got Torgon red fed orange hair sticking straight up. He's got silver sunglasses. His body is basically blue. He's wearing a He-Man harness with a red gem in the middle of it and yellow rollerblades with orange wheels.
Yep.
Pete, now is the time. Just who was it? Your uncle that molested you? Was it?
I just added him to my cart. I just added him to my cart. Just so you guys know.
Something went wrong.
It's a good price. but you guys have to remember. So if you look at it from the standpoint of, so Steven, imagine, okay, Dad wakes you up 6 a.m. on a Saturday morning, and he takes you down to the car wash, and basically he's utilizing slave labor, and he makes it feel like you guys have a great relationship. It says, hey, clean out these vacuum cleaners. So you're down, and the only reason he asked you to do it, not because he wanted to spend time with you, is because you could fit and he couldn't. So he'd say, Steven, crawl into this confined space against OSHA regulations and clean out these vacuums. And you would take the change out of there, and he'd let you keep the change. Well, at least the copper ones. He always took the silver ones, but that was always a fair deal, you thought. So eventually, after hours and hours and hours of climbing into these unsafe, rusty containers, you have this pile of pennies. And you go to the store, and you're in the toy aisle, and you're into the neon is the stuff that catches your eye. And all of a sudden, you remember those rollerblades that you got at home. And you're like, man, this troll has rollerblades. And he has a gem in his chest. He's obviously a cool cat. And you want to have it. So, yeah, man, I get it. That's where I was at. Stone Protectors. All the way.
I do have a story that's very similar to that. Because I, too, cleaned vacuum cleaners at a car wash. And I got to keep the change. And every time I would do it, I would run across the street. Next door, there was a Butch's gas station. And I would go over to Butch's, and I would buy Garbage Pail Kids.
Nice.
With the change that I pulled out of the.
Did you get Garbage Pail Kids? I mean, obviously Steve did. He was buying them. But Pete, did you like Garbage Pail Kids? Or is that before your time? Too much.
No, I do. I do remember. I mean, I remember them as a kid. I don't remember collecting them, but I remember either got them as a gift or like an aunt and uncle dropped off a pack of cards because they thought they were funny or something. I mean, I do. I have memories of them, but I don't remember, like, you know, having a big, like, a binder with sheets full of cards or anything like that. But I do remember being aware of them.
Do you guys remember? I Garbage Pail Kids I thought were funny and everything, but there was a card line that I loved, and it was called Dinosaurs Attack, I think, or something like that. And it was every card was like dinosaurs were just alive right now. And it was dinosaurs eating people. And, like, one would be, like, it would be called classroom lunch break. And it would be, like, pterodactyls tearing the roof off of a school and eating children.
Wow.
You guys recall this?
No. Didn't know it existed.
This is sounding very familiar to me.
I absolutely loved that card line. The only card line that was better was friggin' Marvel Comics cards. But those cards, man, holy crap.
I had these, Travis.
You did?
And I loved these.
Show me a picture.
I'm pulling them up right now. As soon as you said that, I was like, there was something inside of me that churned.
And rekindled it. Like, I'm praying that they make this the next Jurassic Park. Is that we actually get Jurassic, like, World or whatever, and it's dinosaurs just running around eating people.
So here's an example, Steven. This is card number 5, Homeroom Horror.
Yeah! Okay,
so much cartoonier looking than I thought I was expecting.
Yeah, no, okay, yep.
Is that a Tyrannosaurus Rex?
It is.
And it's like purple and yellow.
Yeah.
Brightly colored. I think that it Yeah, they're interesting. They're much more different than what I saw in my head when he described it.
You're thinking much more realistic.
I was thinking like a Hildebrandt painting of like gore, disgusting, you know, just chaos and travesty. But it's much more. I could see where. The way when you described it first, I was like, "What parent lets their kids have them?" But then when I see it, I understand it now.
Yeah, it's amazing what a little color difference does, right?
Yeah.
Now there's blood. There's blood in that picture.
Yeah, I didn't see it very long, but
right. Yeah, we'll share a little bit of that too on the webpage or the Facebook page, so people can just look back on that finally. So moving on from the gem collector protectors.
Yeah.
I just added those to my cart too.
Yeah, I would do like a framed one of those, take them all and put them in like a picture frame and frame it.
Yep.
That would be pretty awesome.
So good.
Yeah. Steve, how about you, buddy?
So this would have to be, are you saying that this would be a toy line I don't already collect?
Well, you know what? I guess it could be a toy line you collect too as well. But, you know, the thought process was more of like something that you'd like. Yeah, I'd like to collect it, but I just can't. So if you were to say, the Motu originals, I'd get it because you got three you need or whatever, and they're expensive.
I mean,
what? Steven, I just want to rabbit trail real quickly because, and I think we've talked about it before, but in the world of vintage, you're very close. What are the dollar amounts of the figures? Like what? I mean, are we talking like $500? Are we talking like $1,000? Like what's stopping you from completing the collection? Is it just the finances, or is it the fact that this character is really silly and you can't justify 150 on it, or what's the breakdown?
Well, the figures I need are, I think I'm down to Buzzsaw Hordak. He's gonna be in the $100 range at least. But then I need Rotom and Twistor. Those are each gonna be, because I usually like them complete. If I, you know, I'm kind of a stickler on having things complete. So I think that I haven't looked recently, but I'm guessing those probably $400 a piece for those. And that would complete my American or my U.S. run. But then I need, if I would like to have the other giant to go with Megator. So Titus, now I'm looking at, depending on condition, $1,000 to $1,500. And I'm looking at a Laser Power He-Man, which there are two versions of with completely different heads on them, so it is kind of a big deal. And each one of those are probably going to be $600-$700 maybe. And these are just numbers I'm taking off the top of my head. They're not, you know, somebody calls me up and says you can get one for $500. Well, you probably can. I am not looking at anything right now.
Well, Ryguy22's got a Buzzsaw Hordak right now, 35 bones on eBay.
Is it got a saw?
No, it does not. It's no weapons, just a figure.
Yeah. Getting him when he has his buzzsaw that goes in his chest is the trick, because that's always lost.
That's the little gold piece,
the
projectile?
Yep.
Yeah, that you can buy that for $50.
So yes.
Just the buzzsaw.
Makes it an $80 figure.
Yeah. So you're probably looking at $5,000 really to finish your collection, don't you think?
It might be something like that.
Yeah.
You know, not just to get the, you know, if I just do U.S., unfortunately, I don't have any more Hulkbusters to trade, so I can't just, you know.
Yeah.
Pull a Titus out of my ass. But the good thing about it is I'm not Justice Curry. I'm not in a hurry.
Right.
So, that's a good rhyme there too, buddy.
Yeah. So I can be patient and wait for something to pop up someday and seize the day like I did with the Hulkbuster. But I guess if I were to pick a line though that was like that I wanted to complete, that way I just think would be really cool to have in my collection, and money's not an option. I guess I probably would go with vintage Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a definitely a high-priced one. Oh, yeah, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, that, and I mean, is there, of the action figure lines that we talk about, I mean, there isn't any that are older than that, realistically.
Not really.
I mean, because what, 78 or 77?
When you're talking, yeah, straight up action figures, but there's, you know, Amigos, people are into Amigos, people are, you know, you could, there are older things to collect.
Obviously there are older things to collect. I mean, you can collect postage stamps. I mean, but in the world of things that we talk about, in our normal realm, I mean, that's really the longest running action figure line, I would say.
We don't talk about anything older than that. I agree. That's,
I mean, because the most popular thing older than that, I think, would be, I think you're right, Migos, or would be the 12-inch Joe stuff,
Shogun Warriors, you know, like the big Godzilla.
Right.
You know, that was a pretty big toy line back in the day.
But I mean, I bet there was a few hundred Star Wars action figures out probably before Turtles even dropped.
Oh yeah,
would be my bet. You know what I mean?
And you're talking about some high dollar figures.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Now, volume? Could you imagine a complete vehicles and all set of G.I. Joe?
No.
It's such a huge line. That even though I love G.I. Joe, I wouldn't want that because I wouldn't want to display it all.
You'd have to have a warehouse.
It's ridiculous. I mean, Travis, when we first met him, he had a lot of the large vehicles. And I don't know, you had the big three, you had the Defiant, the Flag, the Terradrome, and you had that big, huge base, I think, didn't you? The rolling base.
Yep.
Thunder, the Bug.
Rolling Thunder.
You had everything that I can think of that was massive.
Yeah.
And it took up a lot. That kind of almost took up that whole room that is now Kane's.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and that was a big room, and that's not even displaying all the action figures.
No.
Oh, I love, you know, our video there that Matt Rodriguez put together. You know, Guillermo in that room spinning with his, you know, camera, and you got to see some of his detolfs. And, you know, he's got the detolf shelf that I swear to God has 100 G.I. Joes on it. And that's one shelf.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just a crazy number. And that's not even including, you know, when I had all those big things, when I was all in on G.I. Joe, I had a closet full of boxed modern vehicles. And I would say I almost had every one except for like club exclusive stuff. And that was like, I bet that was close to 100 vehicles easy that were still boxed. You know, I mean, and that was just what you would consider modern. It's not even the vintage stuff that we all love.
Yeah.
You know, that line is absolutely amazing how big it is.
Yeah, it is. It's ridiculous. It's like, it's daunting. I mean, even Justice Curry, he put limitations on what he was going to collect. So, you know, this year through this year, because
he didn't have any balls.
That's true. He doesn't have any balls. And but you know,
I take that back. I mean, he has them. They're just, they're in Liz's purse. But yeah.
You guys are going to say he doesn't have any balls. I'm going to say he actually is just smart about it.
No, that sounds like a Travis thing to say.
Is he selling all his shit?
He is not selling all of his stuff, but Justin is making some big moves right now. And you know what? To be honest, Justin started that before coronavirus.
Yeah.
Justin kind of had one of those like eye-opening kind of things where, and you know, part of it is I would never say Justin is a casual collector or anything like that, but he's on crack. You know, I mean, like the dude has got, you know, OCD or something, and as soon as he completes it, it's like that that adventure's done. It's time to move to the next adventure. And then he loses, I'm not going to say loses the love for that or anything like that, but it's like, well, and, you know, the reality of it is his YouTube channel has brought him, you know, he often will say, hey, that's not for sale, but everything's for sale. It's just got a number on it. And he will have people reach out to him, and he will say, well, this is the number, and they'll pay it.
He just did that the other day. He posted something and somebody said, hey, what about that, that, and that? And he was like, 13, 15, 1800. And I'm like, shit, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And there's people, you know, it's hard too, because while I would say we, all three of us, are successful career wise and everything, the reality of it is there's, you know, there's people out there that are collectors that are doctors. And, you know, neurosurgeons and old large corporations.
All right, and pimps and human traffickers and cartel guys and you know, guys with real money.
$2,000 for a toy is no big deal.
Right.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Yeah, I mean, when you're selling, you know, when you're selling a 16-year-old Russian blonde for $4,500, that's a lot of toys, man.
That is a lot of toys.
That is a lot of toys.
So my toy line, and I don't want this to be like a reoccurring theme here.
No, nobody asked. Did we ask him, Steven? I don't remember asking him.
You guys didn't ask, but I'm just going to go.
Well, no, you start that, I just want to say where I brought up Justice Curry.
Okay.
Because I saw his heading of a video where he says it was like titled Selling My Collection or something like that. So I thought, I wonder what he's talking about. Usually I just scroll right on by Justice Curry videos, but I thought, well, was Justin selling his collection? It actually drew me in. 12 minutes into the video, he hadn't talked about selling a damn thing. He was just walking around doing shit. And I'm like, I gave up. So now I just took the short route and asked you, is he selling his shit or what?
He is selling stuff. Selling stuff. Not all of it or anything like that. But did you see how long that video was?
Yeah, then I looked at it was like an hour and 40 minutes or something, or 15 minutes. Or,
you know what? He needs to take some advice from us that we got from our good friend Motu Joe. And you got to keep it to a half an hour.
Half hour is tops.
Yeah. That's why, you know.
That's like what we do. We give you guys like 4 half hours every 2 weeks or every week, usually. Sometimes 3, sometimes 5 half hours. But yes, we keep it to a half hour.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So, my toy line, Dino Riders.
Ooh, those are cool. And huge.
And I think that they're... I don't see them a lot. I can't even comment on the prices or anything like that because I've never looked into them. But I think that would be the toy line that I would probably go back for. Pete, do you remember that toy line?
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to remember if I had any of those. I mean, you're a 10-year-old kid. Anything with dinosaurs, you love. I wouldn't see why I wouldn't, but.
And I had a few of them, but I had like the smaller sets. You know, I didn't have the T-Rex or, you know, the Brachiosaurus or Diplodocus or whatever it was. I don't know.
I had.
That could actually be more fun, Steven, than having him read Mythic Legions. Have him read dinosaur names.
It could be fun. I had the pterodactyl. That was it.
I think I had the pterodactyl.
And it came with the kid. The kid was the rider of the pterodactyl.
Yeah.
And that was the only one I ever had, and I thought it was really cool.
It was a cool toy line.
Yeah.
I mean, I think as a kid it was a toy line that was easy probably to break or lose parts.
And I bet you that's why it's hard to collect. It wasn't as popular as some of the other ones, so it didn't have, not as many people had a lot of it. And then on top of it, you know, pieces and parts are difficult to run. But I've seen them at, I was at Kokomo Toys quite a few years ago, and you know how they've got, at least I don't know, I haven't been there in a while now, but in the back they had a table that's where stuff isn't for sale really, and they just got stuff out. I think they're putting together stuff to put out, and they yep. had the big dinosaurs back there, and it was like the first time I've really ever seen them in person. And
yeah,
they're really, really cool.
They're cool. They were just a neat toy design.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's nothing that, I mean, that jumps out at me as one that I had.
You know, I think but it might.
I will tell you that this one, this huge ass Brontosaurus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This thing's friggin' sweet, man.
It is. Yeah. And that's yeah. one of the ones that, Kokomo had when I was there.
And it, you know what it might be, too, Pete? That toy line might have been just a little too early for you.
Yeah, that could be.
You might have been 5 or 6 or something when that toy line, you know.
But, I mean, look at this damn thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the Diplodocus, but, yep. I mean, that's freaking cool. I could see Pearson just, I mean, playing for hours with something like that, man. A dinosaur that basically is like a freaking rolling headquarters.
Yeah. It was.
I'm going to put that in my cart, too.
What's that one? Pete's on eBay right now looking. What are they asking on that one, Pete?
$175.
Yeah.
Is it complete?
I mean, it appears to be, yes. And it appears to be, it's from We Buy Toys, so they're a reputable, you know, seller.
Yeah.
I look at it at first glance, I'd go, yeah, that's worth $175, not knowing anything, you know.
Yeah, for sure. And it's just a cool toy line, and it's one that I think would look cool displayed on a shelf, you know, and it would be kind of fun. And also not, like, I know how, you know, Steve went through, like, the Holy Grail and also this huge toy line. Well, I look at that from the display aspect. The hard part is, you know, I already am struggling for display room, whereas a line like that, that maybe only ran for 2 or 3 years, it would be easier to fit it all on a shelf.
Yeah, that could be cool.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm going to take a look real quick just to see if there was any toy drama. I might have grabbed a couple things, but my guess is it's been kind of slow in that realm. And, you know, mostly for a couple of reasons. One being that I just haven't been perusing Facebook as much. Kind of like we talked about, it just has been... And I'm not saying that Facebook is full of a bunch of negativity right now, but there's a little bit of negativity out there.
Oh, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, this, Wheeljack's Lab is the name of that seller.
Uh-huh.
And he's running, I mean, he's got 100% complete G1, GoBots, the Technodrome, DC, you know, the Megatron as a pistol. He's got Mask. He's got Star Wars mint on card. I mean, this guy's legit. I can't speak to the pricing, but the product looks legit.
Awesome.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, to go back and have to be able to afford all the masks, all the mask vehicles and figures.
That's
and
right.
So an Exo Squad and holy cow, man, that'd be so much fun.
That's where I thought you were going.
Yeah, that would fall into that vein of just all that stuff that I played with as a kid. And it's just a huge list. I mean, but even like the ridiculousness of Bucky O'Hare and Toxic Crusaders and, I mean, just all of that. You know, the list goes on and on and on. But a lot of those are just, they're just 1 or 2 year runs. Like you said, they didn't make as many, so they can be rare to find because obviously the mass production wasn't there, but you're also only looking at getting 12 figures, you know, Street Sharks, Biker Mice from Mars, all of those things I would want to have. because I didn't, I was never a completist as a kid, but all those figures played together in my bedroom.
Ugh.
You know, Bucky O'Hare was playing with Donatello, and you know, all those things all worked together.
Just anything goes.
Yeah, for sure.
Gives me an anxiety attack.
Steven's like, oh my god, it's like toy Sodom and Gomorrah. It's just not right.
It isn't right.
Well, I am looking, and there is absolutely zero toy drama.
All right.
Well, if we had 14 hours, we could do just the last 2 days of COVID drama.
That might not be enough.
COVID drama.
So that brings us to...
Thanks, UPS guy.
Wow, that was lackluster.
how much are we all really getting right now? This will be our third episode in a row where people haven't gotten much.
I guess
at
what?
At least from, you know...
What in the crap was that?
It's Relay.
Steve just held up some... What in the heck kind of toy are you playing with?
Mondo, Masters of the Universe, Skeletor. What are you doing? Where you guys just got up and left. Both of you got up and left.
Well, after you pulled that thing out of your butt.
Oh, okay. So I picked up, and I sent Pete some pictures just because, and Travis, I sent him some pictures last night. I got from Travis the Mondo Toys Skeletor. I've got He-Man a little while ago. We did Scare Glow on the show, which nobody liked, but I liked it. And now I've got, as of yesterday, Skeletor. And Skeletor is by far my favorite one so far that I have. He is amazing. He's just he's the coolest one. And he comes, it's so funny how they do this. They make, I don't get Mondo's reasoning. They give you some cool things for value, but none of them really fit with the toy they give you. They give you kind of a more realistic take on some of these figures. And hyper detailed, really, really cool. And but then I wanted to show you guys some of the pack-ins, and this is one of the pack-ins. This is Relay from the Christmas Filmation special. This is the little dog that Skeletor takes a liking to because of the spirit of Christmas, and Skeletor carries this little dog around. Now this dog, as you guys can probably see, is very
Cartoony.
He doesn't really fit with the Skeletor that they gave us.
Yeah.
It's a fun pack-in. I might put this somewhere else in my collection, not next to the Skeletor that it came with, because I think it, you know, it's kind of funny. But
Steve, can it work in your Filmation with your classics, or is it too big?
It's way too big, because Skeletor carries it like a just on his arm.
Yeah.
Just like a little guy. I am not nice, you know.
Yeah.
Because he's going to leave the dog to freeze in the snow, and the kids are like, come on, Mr. Skeletor, you can't leave him. And then he freaking picks him up and carries him, and then the dog starts licking his face. And, you know, it's a great show. It's Academy Award-winning stuff.
You just made me lose all respect for Skeletor.
Every single time you open your mouth about Motu, it gets worse. But see, so Steve, here's the real question. What the listeners truly want to know is, why in the hell did Travis get the pictures last night and I get them today?
Because I don't think about you most of the time until it's time to record. When we leave the studio, I don't think about you again until Sunday morning. Because I need that break in order to put up with you on the podcast for 2 hours.
That's hurtful.
Well, you know.
That's funny that's how that conversation went, because I actually, when you were telling the story, I took it more as that Pete got the pictures first, and I got mine last night. And I
I got mine 20 minutes ago. And it's in the group message, so you got them again. So it wasn't even like he made a special message to just send them to me.
No. Like he couldn't just text you.
He did. He did just text you.
I try not to enter into private conversations with Pete.
How many times have you talked to Travis on the phone?
Have I?
Yeah. How often would you say?
3 times a week.
Like voice wise, like actual phone calls.
Yeah, 3 times a week.
Wow.
Why? Where were you going with that?
What? Travis doesn't ever answer when I call ever. So I just assumed he was like that with everybody. So I was like, okay, well, I actually call Steven to talk to him on a somewhat regular basis. So I thought maybe I had the advantage there, but it turns out it is just me. So.
Well,
how often do I answer when you call?
Me?
One in ten.
Steven, when you call me, Steve, how often do I answer?
Probably half the time.
Yeah. That's
but,
what I do.
But you too. Guys see each other every day.
Pretty close. Yeah.
So I don't know why you'd be calling each other.
But he doesn't have a choice. Like it's not like there's people to choose from. Like when he's at home, he can pick and choose who he calls and who he answers. But like when I just work next door, it's just kind of like, it's the guy from next door.
Steve only calls me when we're working, by the way. That's interesting.
It's the same thing they did with the He-Man figure, where they give you like the vintage toy head, which looks ridiculous on it.
Yeah.
How do the eyes do that? That's pretty impressive.
So Steve is showing us this ugly. It's ugly head. It's the only way I can describe Mondo head. Because the head that you have on the picture that you sent to us last night was pretty darn cool.
Yeah. And that jaw opens and closes. And it's cool because at first I was like, I grabbed it and I tried to open the jaw, but I couldn't open the jaw because it was hitting the bottom of the hood. So I was like, I've seen this thing with the mouth open.
Yeah.
How do you do that? So I went to YouTube and looked at some reviews, and I realized you could actually pull the bottom of the jaw and the head actually comes out to give you room to open up that jaw. Really well done. Really well built. Pretty cool. But here's some other pieces that I don't have on him. Pretty cool looking axe. This is also an ode to, I believe, a Filmation episode with that big orb on the top of the axe. But this isn't done in a cartoony style. This is done to fit the actual figure. I just don't have a way. He came with that one, and you guys will see in the picture, that one cool hand that's kind of like this.
Yeah.
You know, and I wanted to use that hand because it was so cool, but you can't put a weapon in that hand because, you know, so these are just weapons that are, that they're options that you can put on him that are actually really cool.
Got him with his Havoc Staff.
Yeah, because the Havoc Staff is amazing.
It is amazing.
Here's another, the Bone Sword, which this was actually in a Filmation episode as well, but then again, this is done in a realistic style. It's got the crossed bones on the hilt, or the cross guard, I guess you'd say.
You know what I've seen people doing, Steve, and I know you will never probably do this, but they've been taking those weapons and putting them with their Mythic Legion ogres.
Oh, yeah, that might work.
Yeah, like, so you that axe.
Yeah.
With, like, Bothor or something, I mean, and maybe you just chop off that orb off the top of it, but,
No.
Steve, not like that idea.
No. No chopping of the orb. I was super impressed with this one, and I'm really excited now for the Merman and the Man-at-Arms now.
What's funny is, I don't know if Pete will remember this, but when those came out, the Mondos came out, you were not on board.
No, because I didn't like He-Man's face.
Yeah, and it was He-Man's face. He-Man figure, you did not like his face. But then, of course, every figure after that has been just amazing.
Yeah. And I still don't love He-Man's face. He looks better in person, and he looks better from certain angles.
Right.
And so, Heidi just entered the room.
I can do what I want.
And she's covered in blood.
It's paint. Why don't you have a shirt on?
Are you complaining?
Not from
That's what I thought.
This is significantly smaller.
Turns out it's not blood. That's gay soft because she saw me naked.
Yes.
That's what he wants.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a good time to talk about that.
Heidi is working on dials. She actually got someone asked her for a custom one to be made for their shelf.
So suck it.
Fuck what?
Well, you suck it. Here. I'm not
you
sucking.
Suck it.
Stop. You look like a cow. Yeah. Like you're trying to milk a cat.
Hey, Heidi, you caught up on Outlander?
No, I stopped.
Why'd you stop?
Because she realized she wasn't nearly as big of a chick as you?
Because I didn't like men raping men. Why you keep watching it?
Oh, shit.
Because I like, because I think Claire's hot.
Okay. But you're okay. Men raping men?
No, I'm not okay with that. But
hey, there's dude rape in there?
Like forceful and very emotional and messy.
It was traumatic.
Like, yeah, it fucked the guy over and up.
Is anybody else a little hard right now?
Visual dude rape. You do well in prison.
Yeah, it's weird.
Just for future reference, what episode was that?
It's like the last two of season one, maybe.
See, Steve's got it like on download. He's got it downloaded, that one. Let's replay that. He wants to be dominated.
Well, you get a choice. I don't know. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody.
Yeah, I don't spoil it for any of the guys out there that listen to our podcast that want to watch Outrigger. I got this.
You did?
Yeah.
He's holding up the Snake Eyes exclusive box for the new 6-inch Joes. Was it the Classified?
Classified series.
Yeah, Classified series. So.
I got this from a good friend. Who ordered two?
One that you actually like, good enough friend that you actually pick up when he calls. Awesome. Hey, it's Travis. Leave me a message. Call you back.
I always call you back.
And if not, you eat lunch together.
Just answer. You don't have to call me back.
You act like this is bad. Like, I do this to you all the time.
Four
this
times a day.
Like, twice.
Four times a day. You never answer.
I'm pretty excited about that G.I. Joe figure. Wasn't excited enough to order my own, like a dummy. But now it looks like, I think it's selling for $100, something like that. So I was happy I got one and I was appreciative that I had a friend who finally took my advice and started ordering two, so he could flip one of them to pay for his own, but then he gave it to me. So kind of defeats that purpose, I guess.
Yeah. Well, help me get my Skeletor that I love.
That is true. That Skeletor is beautiful. The pictures you posted. You know, there is something. I really feel like, Steve, you could have a job for people just posing their figures. Like, you literally, like, people could pay you to do that. And I'm even talking, like, some of these toy companies. Like, they'll post their, you know, figures, and they'll just be standing there. And I'm like, man, it's amazing how much more dynamic these figures look after Steve poses them. And I don't even know. I don't know how you do it.
I don't know. I just make them look like a real person stands.
Yeah. Well, it's just a great example was that Superman toy that you brought in. Yeah. How you just turned his hips, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, wow. Now his legs don't look so skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, dude, you know what it is? It's like you've, it's like almost like, and I know you haven't, but it's almost like you've had your hand on the male body so much that you can just, you know how to make it look perfect. Like it's almost like you study the male body. Like you sitting back looking at, you know, videos of men just posing.
Brokeback Mountain.
Never seen Brokeback Mountain.
It's almost like you're in your mind, you just all day just envision how like a man would stand.
Exactly. You know,
to look imposing and dominant.
Yeah. It does take a big portion of my life doing that. Just looking at things like that. I do it with women too. I mean, how many times have I told you to turn their knees in together so they look less powerful? Make them look slightly not kneed. Knock that hip over to the left or right. Have them put more weight on one leg than the other. And then, you know, have her look like she has put her hand kind of twisted in an unpowerful way. And there you go. She looks hot.
Like upward, like holding a drink tray or, you know, hip out for a baby to sit on.
Yeah.
Pete, you get anything, Pete?
I did. I actually finally got my first of several Kickstarters.
Nice.
So, and these are actually pretty interesting.
I can't wait.
So, if you guys think about a D20 or a 20-sided die, this is kind of a new take on it. So, if you look at this, this is a, you see that's a wheel, and it actually spins, and that's how you roll. So instead of just rolling the dice, you spin the wheel, and the little arrow tells you what the number is. So, kind of cool.
Is that like usable? I mean, would some DMs be like, you can't use that?
No, DMs don't care. This would be perfectly acceptable. The only difference between this and a standard set of like polyhedral dice. Is normally a set of dice is 7. This is actually only 6, because there's only one D10. But yeah, I thought it was kind of neat, kind of a, like I said, a new way, kind of a new, you know, new twist on an old favorite. So, but that's one of, I think, 4 dice Kickstarters that I've backed. And unlike, like, you know, Defenders of Eden, I actually paid these guys, so I got my product. But yeah.
Awesome. So,
I'm excited.
I actually played with some dice last night too.
Did you?
Yeah. Heidi had gotten me a set of 3 dice.
Oh yeah, like body location, him or her, in what position?
Yeah. I used that a little bit last night, and I figured out a fun way I'm gonna incorporate that into our Family Feud game.
Nice.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, you guys know the rules that when we play Family Feud, if you don't get one of the answers on the card, you either got to take off an article of clothing or you got to take a shot. And right. That was fun. We had some good time playing that, right?
Uh-huh.
Now an option is, instead of having to take a shot or take off thin clothes, you can roll the dice, but whatever you get, you got to do it to the person that read the card.
You see how Travis's parties are just inching closer and closer to rape?
It's not considered rape when the parties are willing. It's called an orgy.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's gonna be like one of those deals where I'm gonna be someday I'm gonna be like, but I thought he had authority over me and I had to do it.
Was it because of the gun? Anyway, look forward to that, guys, as soon as we come out of the coronavirus social distancing rules.
God, I hope this goes on for a while.
I don't, because I'm going to be a fat fuck.
Oh, so fat.
Ugh. You guys reading anything?
Yeah. I read some Conan.
Ooh.
Some more Conan.
The Marvel run or what?
Yeah, Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you gonna buy the Dark Avengers or whatever it is where Conan's on the Avengers team?
I might take a look at that. When's that coming out? Is it out?
Yeah, it's out.
Oh, okay.
It's wrote by Jason Aaron, so I mean it's the same guy that's writing the book you're reading now.
Yeah.
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 I have heard that Jason Aaron isn't doing Conan anymore, and people are kind of complaining that it's not as good.
That could be. I'm still at the point. I think I'm at issue 10 or 11, and he's still writing it at this point. So.
Yeah. Pete, you remember that time we were in a hotel, or we were in an elevator with Jason Aaron?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you treated that about as stellarly as you did the time you met the Punisher.
Yeah.
Hey.
I think I told him I love his work.
Is that the guy you thanked for Thanos? That's no, not Thanos, is it?
That's Jim Starlin. You
okay. Dummy. I don't know comic book stuff like that.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. You know, I went back and read this, and I'm pretty sure that all three of us have read it, but I reread God Country the other day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into my kid's room and it was sitting on like his nightstand, like he had reread it. And I'm like, I opened it up to a page and I'm like, oh my God, this book was so good. I'm going to read it again. 9 pages in and I started crying.
Why?
So this is where I'm trying to figure out if I'm really just that big of a pussy. It was right. The intro of the book is right away. It's the son gets called to the house because his dad has Alzheimer's and and he can't remember his kid. And man, that just hit me that I'm like, you know, that to me that's so sad. This dad who can't remember, he thinks his wife is still alive. He can't remember you don't even know who his own kid is. And I'm like, it hit me right there.
You think it's because you feel like you're already close to that situation now? Or you forget that you have Kane even? Because you just you ship him off all the time and don't spend any time with him? So you're like, man, this guy has a disease. I don't even have a disease, and I'm as big a piece of shit as this guy. Do you think it's anything to do with that?
That could be part of it. That's possible. I will tell you, I was very emotional reading this book again, even though I knew how it ended and where the story was going to go. I was very emotional reading it again. Like, my wife looked at me, Heidi goes, are you crying? I would just recommend this book to anybody out there. It's amazing. Donny Cates, he's a great writer. God Country, it's, you know, eight comics or something. You just buy it in a trade form. It's just a great read.
It is very good. I would recommend it as well.
Yeah. Just super fun.
All right. Well, on to Pete's top 10.
Yep.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
Hmm.
Well, I think that wraps up the what we got, guys.
All right.
I think it does.
I think it does too.
All right, wrapping up episode 175 of My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast. It's been an exciting little Saturday morning here in quarantine in little old Whitehall, Michigan, and or North Muskegon, depending on which one of us you're talking about. We've got a ton of great events coming up eventually when they finally get rescheduled and the world quits losing its goddamn mind. So, cool toys talked about today. You know what? Drama free maybe is the way to be. Maybe that's how we do things moving forward. You know, I feel such at peace today not having talked about scalpers and idiots and scalping idiots. So, for your host, I do look a lot like Buddha. So have fun, guys. Be safe. Enjoy your time. Figure out what it is that you can do at your house to keep your family happy. Try not to gain too much weight. There's pictures of your collections. If you're redoing shelves or you're doing customs or you're doing anything toy related, post some pictures on the support group. Post some pictures on the Facebook page. Don't forget, we're still, while in quarantine, we're releasing Patreon content. If you want to do that, you can go to www.patreon.com/ My Wife Is Going to Kill Me podcast. And for as little as $1, you can help the starving Ethiopian kids, us, buy better equipment and have more fun. So for $5, you get a sticker. For $10, you get a t-shirt. For $15, you get a dick pic of Travis. So we'll see.
It'll just be my face.
It'll just be your face. What's that old joke? What happens if you give a lawyer Viagra? He gets taller. Anyways, so... it's been fun. For your host, Stephen Machado, co-host Travis Bowles, I am Pete McCarthy, and until next time, we will see you guys in line outside waiting to get into the Walmart, because now they're restricting how many people can be in the store at a time.